episode number 294. Happy Camaro Easter.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Happy Easter, everyone, and welcome back to the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Well, I was this morning for my kid, even though he's kind of getting not kid-like anymore. And
yeah.
Doesn't care about the Easter Bunny.
The Easter Bunny needs to hand out gas cards for Easter.
And umbrellas for Detroit.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nice day yesterday, though, or Saturday,
beautiful,
I should
gorgeous,
say.
Beautiful, gorgeous day yesterday.
Took my car out.
Nice.
Yep.
So? Did you go lay down some law?
No, I fired it up.
Okay.
And then let it warm up a little bit, and then I drove it about 10 feet down my driveway.
Okay.
And let it sit.
Oh, okay.
And then I cleaned up part of my garage, and then I fired it up and backed it back in.
Oh.
Because there were idiots all over the place yesterday. Typical for Detroit.
Yeah.
We love having our cars, and we love the idea that we can see everybody's cars all the time. Everywhere you go, there's Camaros and Corvettes and Mustangs and everything. You know, but the problem is that at the same time, the first really nice day of spring, everybody gets out there and does something stupid. I mean, all I heard was ambulances and cops and everything. So I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be that guy. I'm not the guy who still puts, you know, kick me on somebody's back during April Fool's Day. And I'm not going to be the guy that goes out there and decides that, you know, to think that I'm John frickin' Force when it's the first day of spring or whatever. So
yeah. That's
my rant.
Okay.
Got it out of the way.
Yeah.
So I'm Jason. I'm not the Easter Bunny. And we got a pretty cool show here.
Yeah, we got an interesting amount of topics to discuss this week.
Yeah, some kind of I don't know. Some have strong opinions about.
Yeah, which is going to be the first thing we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So let's just get right into it.
Copo. Well, GM Performance, General Motors Performance Parts, GMPP, is releasing some parts they're attaching the Copo name to it. They're specific to the Camaro, the 2010, 2011, and upcoming 2012 Camaro. They're doing that.
Mm.
A lot of people aren't fans. I mean, Copo used to
be like an ordering process, right? Mm-hmm. Where you could kind of sneak some parts to get a hot rod out of the factory.
Right. Central Office Production Order, I believe, is what it stood for.
That's what Berger started out doing, right? Berger and who else?
Yanko. Actually, I believe Yanko started with
it.
I may be wrong on that because there's a lot of, history buffs that know a heck of a lot more about it.
So basically, they're just using the Copo name.
Right.
Correct. To add some performance parts to the GM catalog, GM performance parts catalog.
That's right. They call it the Copo LS7 aluminum cylinder block, the Copo LS7 aluminum cylinder heads, the Copo LSX ignition controller, and the Copo Camaro body in white. So that's probably the closest tie to Copo is you can buy a Copo body in white.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I think it's cool that they're doing something with it, you know? But at the same time, it's not being too terribly well received.
No. Well, I mean, you got to expect that because there's a long history with that name, and there's a lot of people who are, you know, they want to harken back to the 60s. And when you bring out Copo again, you know, it's just not going to do it.
Yeah, unless it's the same thing where people can order the Camaro they want to order. But just based on production capabilities, that's probably not going to happen, at least not very easily, or at least not at a price. I mean, people also have to remember, the Copo option, like the Yanko option, I believe, and, you know, the Camaro White Book may prove me different, but I think the option was almost as much as the car itself.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. So, okay. So, going by inflation, you want to pay $60,000 for a Camaro? I'm sure somebody can build you one. You know?
But I think the whole thing was it came that way from the factory. Not that you could take your car and send it off to a shop and have it modified for you, but it came that way from the factory.
Well, doing it from the factory would cost more than 60 grand.
Yeah. And the way the processes run nowadays, do you even think that's a possibility that could still be done?
Not easily.
No.
Or not without... You throw enough money at Chevrolet, and they'll make some sort of provision, I'm sure, but it'd have to be a couple mil.
Yeah.
You want it done? Pay for it. I mean, it's what they used to say, and it's what actually Al Oppenheimer said every time we brought up something significant at the disciple meeting. He would say, okay, how much are you willing to pay for that?
Uh-huh.
And that kind of puts you back into reality, you know?
How about how much are you and 100,000 else of you willing to pay for that?
Well, that's what I and that's what I say to everybody else out there. Well, they should make the Camaro with this. They should make the Camaro with that. Okay, how much are you willing to pay for it? Crickets.
Yeah, they should do it all in carbon fiber.
Okay. How much are you willing to pay for that?
$29.99.
Probably not going to happen. I don't think you can plan. They can give a solid enough business case for it.
And every car should come with a ShamWow.
You're no, every car should come with a hammer to bash the ShamWow guy in the face. Of course, apparently, I guess the hookers in Florida do that enough, so we'd have to get in line.
Yeah.
We just took a weird tangent. So Copo.
Copo's out there.
What do you guys think? Do you think it's good that they're using the name?
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
You know, call in or just visit the thread. It's on the main page of CamaroZ28.com. You can click on the link and head to the thread and offer your opinion there if you don't feel like picking up the phone. I think it's all right. I'm glad they're doing something with it, and it may lead to other things. I don't think it'll lead to the same thing. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I could, yeah.
It's a pretty nice website, web page they did. It gives a little bit of history and everything on that. Yeah. Kind of cool.
We'll see.
Yeah. Let us know what you think. I'm kind of curious. So far, not so good. All right. Next on the old list here. Oh. Camaro now magazine
right now.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, I'm surprised there's a second issue out.
It's been what, 4 months?
Yeah, so I mean, a quarterly is cool. I'm just surprised that there's a second one, because usually I want to assume that this is kind of like a pilot magazine. You know, they just kind of threw it out there to see how well it do. I didn't hear where it was widely available. I couldn't find it.
Can't find it either.
What was it, Postal Dave sent us a copy?
Yeah.
And now there's a second, but thankfully there's a second issue out. So head to your local Meijer or Walmart or wherever you find magazines, smut shop, and see if there's Camaro Now there. And if it is, pick one up and maybe pick up a spare for Chris and I.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody calling in. Let's take it live.
Should we take it
live? Let's take it live. Hello, this is Jason. You are actually live on the podcast. You caught us while we're recording. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, it's Kevin from North Carolina.
Kevin,
we're actually recording right now.
Yeah, we're live.
So we took this live.
So I'm basically calling in to get my exhaust clip. You want me to go ahead?
Go right ahead, buddy.
Go for it, man.
All right, guys. So I'm in my 1992 Cadillac DeVille. I've been driving it since 98. It's got a 4.9 liter push rod. Got 233,000 miles. Withstood my right foot for quite a while, and I've recently installed the DMH electric cutout.
Uh-oh.
So we'll go ahead and open that up.
All right.
And I do have a dual phone set up on this.
Oh, okay.
All right. Getting advanced here.
I think the phone's too close to the exhaust.
I don't know. From this end, it sounded pretty badass to me.
Yeah, it sounded like it had some nuts to it.
All right, let me rev it up then. What the heck?
Okay.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. This is the first time we've actually taken a call live, right, Chris?
Yeah, so, it is. You just happened to be calling right in the middle of recording, so what the heck?
Yeah, instead of having it go to voicemail, we just picked up.
Yeah.
All right, no pressure.
It's all right. Well, thanks for calling in. We got to get back to our show, but this is going to be pretty cool when we release it later on today.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, oh, what's your username on the board?
Oh, I don't have one. I'm just...
Oh, shame on you.
Yeah, I need to make one.
Yeah. All right, well, we're not going to play this unless you make one.
Yeah.
All right, I'll make one.
Right now. Go.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Kevin.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
That was pretty neat, huh?
So if anybody can find Camaro now, that was pretty cool.
Right in the middle. Hey.
We got to be careful about doing that, though, because next thing you know, we'll never have a show because people will be calling in going, hey, I can't find my socks.
Well, that or, you know, if they can figure out when we record the show.
Which it does vary.
Yep.
Anyway.
We could have Postal Dave calling and being all crazy.
Oh, no.
So anyways, Camaro Now.
If you find a copy, please post in the thread that we created
Tell
about
us where
Camaro
you,
Now.
Where you're
and,
getting it.
Yeah, let people know where you get it so they can get it too.
Now, from what I understand, this is done by Source Interlink.
Yes.
The same people behind GM High Tech, with popular hot rodding.
Yeah.
All those magazines.
Yeah, a bunch of them, yeah.
Because it looked like from before that what they're doing is they're taking the fifth gen articles that they've already done in those other magazines and they're putting them into a central location and then releasing those. So they must have a decent amount of content in order to create this magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of like the Camaro Performance magazine, Camaro Performers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
yeah.
Like that.
Real similar. I think it's good. You know, I mean, it's one of those things that may introduce somebody to the Camaro when they're looking for a motor, trying to find out their latest BMW road test, and they happen to see this. Yeah. And so right on the cover, man, the 2012 ZL1, of course. The
badass.
The death machine that it is. So if you find this magazine, like we said, post where you found it so other people can find it, and also leaf through it and then give us a call. And yeah, you might catch us, you know, while we're recording the show.
Yeah.
And let us know what you think of the magazine. Thumbs up, thumbs down. And if you'd continue to buy it, I think that they're watching sales figures carefully on this so they know whether or not to continue. So.
And if you're in a store or something, you want to hit us up and let us know that you're seeing us there, just send us a tweet on Twitter. CamaroZ28com is our username. Just go ahead and send us a message there, too.
So speaking of sales.
Sales.
The Camaro sales figures are out again.
Still outpacing the rival Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago. There was a great article this week, and I believe it was the Detroit News, talking about how the Chevrolet Camaro is outselling the Ford Mustang, netting 19,972 sales through March compared to Mustang's 15,419. Both cars have handily outsold the Dodge Challenger, which itself is selling fairly well with 9,742 units. So they've really upped production because normally they were only going...
like 4,000, something like that?
If that.
It wasn't the Challenger meant to be a low production vehicle anyway?
Yeah, it was.
So it's really not a significant victory.
But I think what Dodge might be seeing is Camaro selling a crap load.
Yeah.
Mustang selling a crap load. And they're like, you know what?
Let's ramp up.
Let's get in the mix here.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Love it. I hope they sell a bunch more. So then Camaro can, you know, continue to destroy them in sales and otherwise.
So it just the article goes on to say how GM's having such great success because of the redesign of the Camaro. Mustang really hasn't done much. I mean, they had a slight refresh here for 2011,
right?
Which personally, I can't tell the difference.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it.
And then it announces that a limited edition Boss 302 will be hitting dealerships soon.
Okay, Boss.
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 So, there you have it.
Nice job once again, Camaro team and Chevrolet dealers nationwide, coast to coast, like buttered toast.
Hey, you know what was neat this week?
What's that?
They released something at the New York Auto Show. GM did. And it kind of has Camaro styling cues.
Oh, yeah. Also on the front page of the website.
We're talking about the 2013 Chevy Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting because if you look at the rear end of the vehicle, it kind of, sort of, looks like it might be taking some styling cues from Camaro.
The wheels as well.
Yeah.
They look similar to the RS wheels. There's a lot more Camaro in that than what people might think. You know, first they look at the taillights, but then if you look some of the body lines, like towards the lower rocker panels, There's just some similarities. Distant cousins, but definitely there's some resemblance. Yeah. And there was even a teaser video of a designer doing like a Minority Report type design thing, you know. and there were flashes of the Camaro in there. So it was no mistake, and it was no coincidence. It was done on purpose, and I think it's a good thing.
Well, I'm sure each vehicle within Chevrolet or through GM can take styling cues from another vehicle. If you look at the dashboard of my 2010 Equinox, the center console looks almost identical to the Camaro.
Yeah.
You know, the little ticks when you turn the, what is that?
The fan and the stuff?
No, you know how you can flip through the vehicle modes? Oh,
the driver information center,
yes,
the DIC.
Yeah, it looks pretty similar. So, yeah, and I think the car looks pretty good. I'd own one.
Yeah.
Love that blue.
This and the discussion related to it can be found in the Automotive News and Industry and Future Vehicle Discussion Forum, which is widely considered as one of the best on the internet. I've heard people say that. And that's just to talk about anything.
I know, someone said, oh, thanks for leaking the pictures. Well, actually, GM leaked these pictures inadvertently themselves.
Yeah, we just you know,
the one who posted them.
We don't leak anything. No. I mean, we're not out to hurt GM. We let them do their job, and then we just help them do their job.
I think they inadvertently posted their pictures to the GM media site early.
Something like that. I mean, so sometimes we break news, but it's all in all fairness. That's how we operate.
Absolutely.
On the up and up on that. We don't want to hurt any initiatives for our own glory. How about that?
So
I think I think we got to get to some voicemails because I'm hoping we hear some more exhaust.
Yeah.
If people are just tuning in for the first time and you heard the voicemail the phone call that we took
live,
earlier.
Yeah.
See, until May 31st, we're doing a contest. Yeah. Call in to our voicemail hotline at 586-486-3182, and we'll give that number out in a little bit. Leave an exhaust sound, and
you could win a $250 gift certificate courtesy of SLP.
Yep.
So
for SLP. Not just anything.
Well, it's courtesy of SLP.
You know,
for SLP.
You know, it could be a $250
gift card.
Applebee's gift card. No. Courtesy of SLP.
No.
All right. So how many we got today?
Three.
Okay.
Plus Kevin's. He already, you know.
It counts.
So here we go. Count.
Hey, guys. It's JJW68SS on the message boards. UAW Jeff. Got done listening to episode 293, and I'm not real impressed with my exhaust. So, I called back. I want to do this voicemail thing. And I'm not sure if you canceled the car storage removal tips, but I'm going to go through them anyway. Maybe I can get a prize for the monthly thing. Anyway, took my car out of storage the other day. First thing I do is remove the battery tender, and boy, do those things work great. After that, I take off the car cover. I've got a Wolf car cover. Pull it off. And the important thing is not to put it back in the bag because it's all full of dust on the top. So you put it out on the clothesline, and I either hit it with a broom or hit it with a blower, blow all the dust off of it before putting it back in the bag. That's very important because otherwise the next year you'll have a car full of dust. Dust the car off with the California duster. Then I open the interior, and I have the damp rid hanging on the two hooks where you can hang your clothes there, the hooks there. The damp rid works really good to get rid of moisture. I used to use charcoal, but this damp rid works just as good, and it doesn't give you that barbecue smell. Next, I remove all the wax that I have on the chrome parts, the bumper, the door handles, the mirrors. I take all the wax off. Next, I open the engine compartment, and I have an MSD distributor. It tends to collect moisture, so when I put the car away, I shoot it with WD-40. I take a shop towel and wipe that down real good, put the distributor cap back on. Next, I jack the car up and take it off the wheel dollies. These wheel dollies are great. I know you talked about them on one of the episodes. You can actually get these very cheap, too, at Harbor Freight. If you subscribe to Hot Rod, Popular Hot Rodding, Super Chevy, any of those magazines, they generally carry a full-page ad, and it has Usually they're like $120 a set. You can get them for like $80 a set. So they're really nice. Get the car up off the ground. I take those, jack it up and get them off there. Start the car up, run it for about 15, 20 minutes. Next I change the oil. Then I clean it all up, detail it, and then I take it for a ride. And that's about it. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work, and talk to you again. See you later, Chris and Jason. Bye.
That was a very informative voicemail regarding removal tips from storage.
Yeah. And we were running a contest, but we really didn't get
any. We didn't get any entries. This, I think, was the first one.
It's the one that stood. It stands out the most.
Yeah.
We, you know, it was a contest. You know, to give us. We do this every fall and every spring. Give us your best car storage tips. Win a prize, and somebody won. I don't remember who earlier or late last year. And then when spring rolls around, just the opposite. Give us your best taking it out of storage tips.
Yeah.
Win a prize. Didn't really get a whole lot of oomph on that. Probably because we had other news that we focused on that came out. You know, Camaro related. But I got to tell you, there's some good stuff in there. And as I was listening, I was realizing that a lot of it could also work for the put it in storage thing, the damp rid thing. I've got damp rid. I love that stuff. It works great. I never even thought about putting it in my car.
Yeah,
I never even thought about it. And the battery tender, same thing. Hopefully you heard about the battery tender from the video that I made on the CamaroZ28.com YouTube channel.
I sure did.
But it's, you know, they're pretty well known. And yeah, you know, I mentioned earlier, I took my car out of storage. And sure enough, first thing you do, you take it off the battery tender, and it worked absolutely great.
Do you have those little wheel alleys?
No, but it's funny because I do a lot of shopping at Harbor Freight, and I have a little envelope I keep in my car with all the coupons.
Oh.
Because there's some good stuff. Plus, you can get some freebies if you spend enough. Great, great voicemail. I got to say, he's the winner.
Yeah, definitely. Hands down.
Even though we kind of canceled it.
Got to send him something.
Good enough. Yeah. So just shoot us an email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com, and give us your full information, including your shirt size, in case I have a shirt that fits you. I may have some Zeno.
Oh.
For this guy.
Nice.
Because it sounds like he knows what to do. And
oh.
If he doesn't know good Zeno is, I'd like him to give it a shot and tell us what he thinks.
Cool.
Unless I promise something else, I have to go back through the archives.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much for that voicemail. That was awesome. And thanks for participating.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready for our next
Let's
voicemail?
Do another one.
Hey, guys. It's Kevin from North Carolina again. It's about 8 p.m. on Good Friday. Hopefully, we're able to delete that first voicemail because I hadn't planned on the grandfather clock going off. Just wanted to let you know, got the prize pack. Thanks for the stuff there. I also entered the Nitrous Express energy drink deal, and I won that. Got a whole pallet of the Speed Freak, and then I was I got a good laugh when Templar Knight had mentioned the RoboCop statue, so I think GM should go ahead and throw Bumblebee on top of their building just to keep RoboCop company there. And I was also at the Food Lion Auto Fair, got a picture of a kid crying on the bumper there for you guys, so just let me know where you want me to send that. And then you also asked that I'd call in, just give some tips on how to make recording of your exhaust. And the best thing to do is use your home phone, like you guys had mentioned. I think there's just too many filters on cell phones. But I'll see if I can make an entry this weekend myself. Got a pretty free-flowing exhaust going over here. So talk to you later. Bye.
Awesome.
Good stuff. That was the same
voicemail.
One that called in earlier, right?
I think
the same Kevin?
It might have been.
Because we got a lot of Kevins.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, so one before the other.
Won the Nitrous Express contest.
He's got a pallet of Speed Freak.
Oh, man, I am so jealous. I hope you entered because you heard it from us.
Yeah. In fact, if you did enter because you heard it from us, please let us know so we can tell Nitrous Express that, hey, the samples that you sent us was well worth it to you.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Thanks for the tips to give everybody else for the exhaust thing.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah, this is very, very cool. This is a good episode with
some
voicemails. And this is, you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, that Chris and I, we get pretty excited about interacting with you. That's what we do this for, you know. And we really want to hear from you if we haven't yet, or even if we have, Postal Dave. So here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we got one more voicemail here for the week. I wonder if it's under exhaust.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Jason. It's Postal Day. Like, Camaro now. Anyway, known as the Red Fat Camaro on the website. Red Fat Camaro. Anyways, I have a question. Does the V6 have a launch control sequence where you get the competitive traction control to do like on the V8 cars? Anyways, it's raining. Going to work. It's about 4:30. You guys have a great weekend, and hope to hear the podcast tomorrow. And no vacuum cleaners on crack. Talk to you later. G28! Go!
Does anybody have any Ritalin they can send that man?
He actually has a question this week.
Yeah.
So
he's not calling it
a motorboating or anything like that. he wants to know if the V6 cars, like the V8 cars, have the competitive driving mode. You know, where
for the manual transmission.
Yeah, for the manual transmission car.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I'm thinking in the book that it was only V8 cars.
I think you're right. Can anybody with a V6 25th gen Camaro, yeah, I guess it'd be.
You know who's a good person we could ask about this?
Old Fitzy. Oh yeah.
I'm sure if he's listening, he can drop us an email or something.
Yeah.
Just say yes or no.
And then we'll make up our own questions to go along with that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know.
Will we get free Camaros?
Exactly. I was just thinking.
No.
Well, make it even easier. Will we not get a Z28 for free in my garage?
Yeah.
Huh? What's he gonna say?
Oh god.
Anyway, enough of that crap. Postal Dave, thank you as always.
Yep.
Yeah, good question. We ran out of time pretty quickly here.
We did.
I guess I'd like to leave with a cool tip or two. And the only thing I can think of is when we were talking about Harbor Freight a little bit ago, for finding good deals. I also made a post on my car blog, because I was looking for some car parts, and I kind of found a cool system to get to save money on car parts or just about anything else. So head over to phantomss.com, check out the post I made probably 2-3 months ago called How to Save Money on Car Parts or Just About Anything Else.
Oh, okay.
And let me know if it works for you. I've saved a few bucks here and there on car stuff, so it's kind of a nifty, fun way to do things. Mm. Is that it for now, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. We've got a couple messages from our app that we put out in for the iPhone, iPad stuff, but we'll get to those next week. There's not too many of them, but
yeah. And if you haven't downloaded it, grab it in the App Store.
Yeah, send us a message.
Yeah, send us a
message next week.
It's a one way thing though. We can't go back with you except right here.
Unfortunately.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great Easter weekend. I was going to say holiday, but that's already over.
Yeah.
So Easter, and buckle up. Don't drink and drive. See you.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.